The Gemara says in Daf Ches Amud Aleph that if Nidui B'Chaloyim, if you had a dream that you were put into Cherem, Tzarek Yud Me'adam L'Hatarlo, you need 10 people to be Matar in the Nidui, be Matar the Cherem that was put on you Min HaShemayim. And L'Chor, it's Mavur from the Gemara that things that happen in a Chaloyim are considered real, Api Halacha. Halacha reckons with these things, and you have to be Chayshish for it, you have to be Chayshish, it was Nidui Min HaShemayim. And the Acharim are bothered that this seems to be a stira to a sugya in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed. The Gemara there brings down that if a person was left money by his father, Birusha, and he can't find the money, and then he was shown in a dream that the money is in this place, but that money is money of Maaser Sheni, and it's Aser, so the Gemara says that you don't have to, you could ignore the dream, the money is not Aser, we don't assume it's Maaser Sheni, because you don't have to believe anything which was said in a dream. Dibri Chalemis don't have any place in Halacha, even though over here it's really Raglam Nadavar that the Chalem is Emes, and it told you exactly where the money is, but the Maaser Chalemis are nothing, we ignore them, and the money is not treated as Maaser Sheni based on the Chalom. So the Shaila is a Chayetz Astir. Now Gemara was saying that if Nidu B'Chalom, you have to be Chayshish for the Nidu, and yet in the Gemara there we say that if you're told in a Chalom that the Maaser is Maaser Sheni, you do not have to treat it like Maaser Sheni. So the Chayetz Astir, do we trust Chalom or do we not? And the Achanim talk about this. Different truths are given by the Shiva Tzion and other Achanim to answer this Kasha. Tashvitz talks about it. But there's a Bemis that's really asked by the Ran. The Rishonim already deal with this Kasha. The Ran and Sanhedrin over there asked this Kasha, and the Ran says like this. He says, Lailam din is that Divri Chalemis on Mailam Vilamaridin, when it comes to Isser, when it comes to Mammon, Lagabi, all these dinim, we do not follow Chalemis at all. And therefore he says, Vakim Chakan Mashmali, the Mishu Nada Bechalim, it's our Hatter, the Divri Chalemis on Mailam Vilamaridin, Zakti, the Ran, if you make a Nether on a Chalem, you don't have to be mad at that either, because that's Isser. When it comes to Isser, we do not trust Chalemis at all. What's up, Shabbat Nidu? He says, "Alpha Gavin Nidu, Bechalim Tzarechetar Kedus Berakam Adin Adarim Hasaman Utaima Darminu De Minashemayim Nidu." Over there, it's different because we say the Minashemayim Nidu of a Neder, the Haviyisur of a Neder, which is in this year, Dibur Chalim is a Maimel Maridin. Over there, the din is the Dibur Chalim is a Loi Maimelin Veloi Maridin. So the Ran is saying basically, when it comes to Isser, when it comes to Mammon, we do not deal with Chalim at all. We don't trust them. We don't rely on them. But when it comes to Nidu, Nidu is different because Minashemayim Nidu. And the Chara, it needs a lot of beer with the Ran is saying, what's the Chilik? Just like Neder is in this, and we don't, if you're Neder B'Chalayim, you're going to be Mutter, because we don't trust the Chalayim L'Gabi Neder. Neder is also in this, and Neder is Isser, you have to be knowing Neder or not. So why should we say that the Neder that was done B'Chalayim, we are Semichan, and we are Cheshish for it, but when it comes to Neder B'Chalayim or not, when it comes to Maaser Sheni B'Chalayim or not, L'Chara, they're both Isser. What's the Chilik between Neder and everything else? And also the Ran, who gives a Shekel Tam, he says, Neder is different because Min HaShemayim Nidu. What type of time is that? Obviously, that's the whole Shiloh over here. Is it Minashemayim Nidu or not? Why is that a svar to say the Nidu is different than Isser, Beheter, and other Inyanim of Mammon? So I was thinking that perhaps the Pshat in the Ran could be like this. It's saying a very sad is the Kachidosh over here, Ligabe, this whole Inyan of Chalimus. That the Ran understood that when it comes to any Inyani Isser, Beheter, Inyani Mammon, anything which is Nagata Halacha, Ba'ilam Hazah, we are not chayshish for chalemis at all. Chalemis are meaningless, and they have no room in halacha. When it comes to halacha, we say le'bashamayim hi. We don't rely on giluim and hashamayim. We don't rely on nevuah. We don't rely on chalemis. Everything has to be mavur, either from shas and paiskim, or from edim and mitzias, but we don't deal with chalemis at all when it comes to halacha, when it comes to v'hatar, and when it comes to mammon. But nidu is different. This case of nidu b'chalayim is very unique, because nidu b'chalayim, the shaila is not, was I put in nidu b'cherem, did I put myself in nidu? The shaila is, did they put me in nidu min hashamayim? In other words, in bezer shamayla, did they decide that I have to be benidui? So when you're dealing with something which is a question of what's happening in shamayim, did they put you in nidu in shamayim or not? Like, I'll be that, avada you follow chalayim, you have to follow chalayim, because how else are you supposed to know it? That's not something which you could be mevar with the regular gidrei edim and halach and ilam hazeh. This is not something which is shaykh to ilam hazeh. This is something which is shaykh to dina shamayim. This is shaykh to, did they put you into nidim in a shamayim or not? So when it's a shayla about what's happening in shamayim, then avadi have to be chayshish v'chalayim. Chalayim is a valid way of dealing and knowing with what's happening in shamayim. But when you're dealing with dinim of ilam hazeh, dinim of regular isabhat and regular dinim of mammon, for that we don't deal with chalayimus. Chalayimus have no place. We deal with regular gedarim of edim and rayas, like we do b'chal tarakula. So in Mela, the Ran is beautiful. The Ran is saying when it comes to Maaser Sheni, we don't rely on chalaimus. That's Isser B'Heter. When it comes to Neder B'chalaim, we don't rely on chalaimus. That's also Isser B'Heter. But when it comes to Nidu, Nidu is Shani, because when a Shemaim Nidu, this is a question that they put you in Cherem and Shemaim. When you have a Shailam, what's happening in Shemaim, then Avadi could follow a chalaim, because a chalaim is a valid way of knowing what's going on in Shemaim, if it's Negei Yerdin here in Olam Hazeh. Now that's how the Ran is, seems to be learning. And if that, he says, Naida b'chalayim, avada, we don't have to be chayish shvort, because that's a regular din of Issa v'heter, and that has no, chalayim has no place when it comes to Issa v'heter. Now the Ran over here in Chesam Beis brings down from the Tshuva Sarashba, that the Rashba said that if you're neder b'chalayim, you do have to be chayshish, and it needs hatara. He seems to say that we are chayshish for the neder b'chalayim. And he seems to be arguing on the Ran. He holds even for Issa v'heter, we're going to be chayshish for chalayimus. And lefi the Rashba, it's hard to kush l'dukta. How does he answer this? Gemara in Sanhedrin, why are we not chayshish for the mais maisu sheni? What's the chilik between mais maisu sheni, which is an isser, and we're not chayshish for, and the neder b'chalayim, which is an isser, and we are chayshish for? L'chai, it's the same thing. So I was thinking that perhaps it could be miyashiv the Rashba, the Be'etzim the Rashba is made it to the Ran. He's maskim to the Seder Chilik of the Ran. The Chalem is only help for things in the Nageya to Dina Shamayim, what's happening in Shamayim. Anything in this world, we're not Chayshish for Chalem is at all. So what's the Pshat then, Lefi the Rashba? Why are you Chayshish for Neida B'Chalem? Why does he need Hatara? So Pshat is like this. Achanim are very bothered with this din of Neida B'Chalem. Why B'Chalal does he need Hatara? There's no bitis v'saim here at all. Even if you had a neder in your dream, and even if it's true, that's what you dreamt. But just like a neder in machshava doesn't work, a neder in a chalim doesn't work. You need dibur, you need to be in levatibis v'saim. So how in the world could a neder in a chalim ask you, how could it be banning? Why would it need hatar? And Achanim give different terutzim. Some sefer says that if you had a dream that you made a neder, then maybe that means you were mahar about what happened during the day. In your stomach, you made some neder during the day, and you forgot about it. So it's really the neder that you dreamt about during the day, which is asking you, not the neder in the dream itself. That's how he learns. But Reb Shmuel Rizavsky over here in his Chidushim, he says a different pshat. He says that the neder b'chalayim, the pshat is, it's not the pshat that you're making the neder, but if you make a neder in a chalayim, that means that min ha-shamayim hidiru. Min ha-shamayim, they're shafing a chalayis neder on you. They're making you aser b'dinei Nidarm. And just like there's a musig that minashamayim that could be asir ben naziris, like we find by nazir shimshon that he became a nazir minashamayim, there's a musig that minashamayim they can asir b'din neder. They are making a neder on you. They're being mechayv to keep this din neder. So it's not your neder that you made for that. You need bitus v'saim. It's a neder that was placed on you minashamayim, and that is a neder which you have to be chayish for l'fi the Rashba. So come to us l'fi this beer in the Rashba that even another b'chalayim is talking about a tzir, where it's something which is shaykh to dina shamayim, something that you can't know without the chalayim. And when it comes to something which is only shaykh to dina shamayim, then even the Ran is maskim that you have to follow the chalayim, just like by nidui. So be'etzim, the Rashba could be maskim to the Ran, that's only legabe dina shamayim that we follow the chalayim, not legabe any other dinim. But he understands, like Rav Shmuel was saying, that the case of nadar b'chalayim, you have to be chayshish, and maybe it was an adam in hashamayim, and for that we would follow divrei chalayimus, but yisar hadvar, he could be maskim to the Ran. So it would come out lefi everyone, both the Rashba and the Ran. Everyone's masking to the Yisrael Hadavar that any dinei Eilam Hazar, we do not follow Chalaimus, you only follow dinim that are nitan by Eilam Hazar, which is Edim and Chazak and Raiv and all other dinim like that. But Legabi dinim, they can only know through a Gilim and Hashemayim. If it's a din of Nidim and Hashemayim and Edim and Hashemayim, Legabi that, there would be a makam to say that you would follow a Chalaim.